We welcome the presiding bishop of the Living Faith Church Worldwide, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Amen. Every empire on earth is built on ideas. When you begin to trade divine ideas, you live above your peers without stress. I mean divine ideas. Nothing can be more valuable than the operation, the manifestation of divine ideas in a man's life. It puts you far above the status quo. You are operating far above your realm. We began building a second university in Nigeria, and we put in about $50 million already. We are not feeling anything happening. I've already said how to empower 100,000 farmers and turn the nation to a food basket. Where are you, boy, getting this from? Divine ideas. Wake you up in the morning, go to bed with you in the night. Divine ideas. Divine ideas. There are individuals here. Some ideas will hit you. 1,000 people will become beneficiaries of it. You have labored for too long. It's time to enjoy his favor. So watch out for divine ideas. That's your trade secret. Watch out for what? Divine ideas. Job said, look at me, I'm trading divine secrets. I'm trading what? Divine secrets. I'm trading secrets that were unfolded to me divinely. I'm trading divine secrets. And he became the greatest of all men in the East. I'm trading divine secrets. There was something we had 2002 at Covenant University. I propounded some things, and among them was that you cannot use an handset in school. Sometimes last year, the New York County brought out a policy against the use of mobile phones 2 years ago. Last year, one Asian country brought out and said it is impeding the process of learning. How did this boy get it? 7 years before them. They did research to get it. I got it before. Listen, it's all about positioning yourself for the reign of divine ideas. Every tither is a candidate for divine idea. Every tither is a... Now, listen to this. I'll stop here. There is a man called John D. Rockefeller. And you remember the Titanic. How many remember the Titanic? Now, John D. Rockefeller was an avowed giver. In fact, he was challenged at the time. Why do you give so much to church? $500 million. Why? He said, what's your business? God gave it to me in the first instance. When he was to take up the insurance of the Titanic, the Spirit of the Lord told him, no! That would have wrecked that entire empire. Divine idea bailed him out. It was like the biggest business opportunity for his business. But at the last minute, he said no. And you saw how the Titanic went down. You saw how the Titanic went down. So divine ideas is your heritage as a tither, as a giver. Your steps are guided divinely. You don't misinvest your energy and resources. You are investing in what holds a future. You are taking steps that is leading to a very plausible end. That's the blessing. J.C. Penney was an avowed tither. And J.C. Penney was taught tithing by his mother. But at a point, he got blessed and the tithe looked so big. Ah, God, you see, tithe then is okay, but now it's too much. Ah, what do you do with this, God? And then the business began to go down, and went down to its lowest ebb. He virtually became a beggar. Then suddenly it came back to him, I have found where I missed it. And he began to tithe from his lowest ebb, and then he shut up again, and never to go down anymore. He found the secret. I must tell you this. This is the way it works for all men, for all places. Until you choose to be committed to covenant practice, you remain a victim of financial cancer. Always undergoing treatment, going from place to place for checkup, checking up to borrow from everybody you can find, borrowing what you know you don't even have a means of returning. And life just becomes a burden. You hide from everybody that used to be a colleague because you are under a particular plague. That's not life. That's not life. Don't you know John D. Rockefeller is still living now? He's living. His foundation is still speaking across the nations of the earth. Such men walked in the covenant and walked in the covenant in spite of the size of their business, business level. They walked in the covenant. 1987, September 4, I was in one hotel when the Lord opened to me a mystery. It is the most mysterious mystery I found in the covenant walk. And it was a mystery about how he blesses organizations the same way he blesses individuals. I saw it, the whole being inside me was turning. Friends, from that day on, our organization is under a mysterious dimension of supplies that is inexplainable by scientific terms. The heavens just opened. The blessings just kept pouring. Friends, giving is it? Your only guaranteed access to kingdom prosperity. I've tried to see how much to explain this, and by the Holy Spirit, I know you've got it. The truth I'm saying here tonight is this: you have the same access to his blessings as I have. If we walk the same path, we'll have the same experience. Is it not fulfilling and refreshing to walk through your life without hiding from anybody? Never taken an overdraft from any bank. Never got anything on credit to pay tomorrow and next tomorrow. 7,000 people drawing their pay sweatlessly. No levying anybody for anything. Maybe I mentioned it here yesterday. Our new facility is 105 kilometers perimeter. That's the drive around it. That's the journey. Acquired by the blessings of God. It's not a gift from anybody. It's proper payment by divine supplies. I can tell you this journey, I've walked it a few years and I know it works. Where you live is immaterial. How you live is what matters. Where you live is immaterial. There is no security against poverty in any nation. You don't know the way out, you are hedged in. I have two books on this subject. One is Understanding Financial Prosperity. It's a 27 chapter book, and given is only 5 chapters of it. The other things are written on how to maximize the returns on your giving. I recommend that for anybody here that's interested. And then Winning the War Against Poverty is how to live on top of the challenges of the present moment. Winning the war against poverty. You look at those things, they will help you in fortifying the few things I've been able to say tonight and helping you to walk in the reality of them. You don't need anybody's pity. You are created to be the envy of your world. Isaac shined forth in the midst of famine. Your time of shining is just now. Darkness has come to cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but your own time for the glory of God to be seen upon you is right now. And I see you walking in that light. In the precious name of Jesus. Would you please rise to your feet, everybody? Give Jesus a big hand of praise.